We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hey, hi. Yo, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, boy. Okay, so you remember how years ago Britney Spears was a mess. She had mental health problems, may still have them, I don't know.
Yeah.
But her father got a conservatorship over her. So
right.
That means he made all of her decisions, even though she's 30 years old with two kids.
Yeah.
You know, two ex-husbands. Her dad's making the decisions.
And you're referring to the incident when she was shaving her head and she broke the window on the SUV. And
no, it was after that.
It was after that.
It was so much built up that I think her father, there was a ton of Britney crazy stuff that happened for like years. And then finally her father took it over. You saw her with like kind of these dudes that were bizarre, like the Sam Lufties who were just using her for her money.
They were
shady guys in Hollywood. Nobody could like get her away from some of these weirdos.
Yeah.
So it was just a lot, I think. So her father was trying to get a hold of her money and all these things, so these people couldn't come in and take it because she was hanging out with questionable people who had access to her money.
Is this something that happened? Does this have to do with Sam Lufty now?
Well, some of it, but I'm saying that he got the conservatorship, right?
Okay.
Now her father's sick and he's been in the hospital, so Britney's trying to get control back and get the conservatorship dropped.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So she has control back of her life.
Right.
Because
her own stuff.
How's her father? He's in the hospital. How's he going to make decisions for her?
Oh my God, how does that work if somebody's in the hospital and has conservatorship? And what if something, God forbid, happens to him?
I don't know, but
that would be a mess.
But basically, Britney went into court herself and told the judge she is now part of the Free Britney movement, which has been all over the internet,
right,
to let her just live. And she's kind of switched over and said that her father committed her to a mental health facility a month ago, forced her to take drugs, all these things. And then Lynn Spears, her mom, echoed the same allegation about her father.
What?
Yeah, so she's saying now she was like admitted to a mental health facility 30 days ago.
Against her will?
Yeah. Yeah.
How
but
was
then
that
she
possible?
Was saying that the drugs, like her meds were off and they were trying to get that straight, and that's what was kind of making her lose it when she got some of that straightened out, which is not uncommon when you're trying to figure out the right med combination.
She's an adult. How can you force an adult to go into a mental health facility?
Because you have a conservatorship over them and you make all their decisions. That's how. So she's trying to get free of that.
Oh my God.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah. It's like finding an adult place that takes somebody up against their will.
If you really did that, I don't even know what to say for that. Because I don't want to say it's crazy because I don't want to perpetuate the stigma because he probably has mental health issues as well. So I was like, it's a bizarre situation is what it is.
Bizarre.
I know. The whole thing's weird.
Leave Britney.
Why you don't put your kid in the entertainment industry.
Right.
It screws them up and it screws you up.
Life lessons 101.
Right.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM, Riggs and Allie at 5:39. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Did you have a good Mother's Day?
I did. I had a really good Mother's Day.
Good.
It was simple and easy.
Nice.
Kids came home at 1. And
that's all you wanted Mother's Day.
I did yard work and they played outside and didn't argue that much. So that was good.
Was that your good news or do you have something else for good news?
No, that was good news. I mean, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. I lost 3 pounds last week, but I wasn't
there. Hell. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was on Thursday.
Are you going to start maintaining now?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm pretty close. I mean, I don't know. Really. I was shocked I lost 3, quite frankly.
Have you ever heard of a book or a movie called Thinner? Stephen King?
No.
He wrote a book about Thinner. It was a movie, too. It's basically this guy. He's getting some action from his wife while he's driving, and he hits this woman, and he leaves. Leaves the scene of the accident.
Yeah.
And then he's at a party, and that woman comes up, and she touches him and goes thinner. And he starts losing all this weight, and he can't keep it off. And he, like, goes down to a skeleton.
Oh.
My mom this weekend, she goes, did Allie read Thinner? Is that what she's doing? She looks amazing, but wow, she's lost a lot of weight. What's your total now?
140. I'm almost at 150. It's like a pound
Holy
away
crap.
From 150. And it is amazing because you can weigh over 300 pounds, and people have a lot to say about you. But then when you get down to a healthy weight, people are like, man, you're too skinny. Isn't
They're concerned
it amazing?
About you, yeah.
It's like I'm literally healthy as hell. I'm like, I don't
Yes, you're a healthy weight. How do you feel?
Great.
See?
But it is true. No matter which way you go, people want to tell you something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Big, little, I am literally experiencing it right now.
You are.
I'm just healthy.
Uh-huh. You feel great, and you are eating.
I mean,
I've seen her eat. I witnessed it. I smell it every morning.
Dude, don't get me started.
You eat. My good
Actually,
news.
Get me started. No.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
My good news is that I called an audible on brunch yesterday. I didn't go to the same place that Gibbons went.
Oh, you didn't? Where'd you go?
I went to Cafe Hollander downtown. No, excuse me, Benelux downtown.
Oh, nice. What'd you
get?
Good.
We had a breakfast burrito.
Nice.
My wife had she had like a feta cheese omelet or something.
Yeah.
And my mom had this quinoa skillet. It was amazing, Benelux.
Yum.
Super good breakfast
Yum.
Yesterday.
It's
good. My mom had never been to a Mother's Day brunch, like an official Mother's Day brunch
well,
before.
Well, then you have failed as a child, my
until
friend.
Until yesterday,
good
I had
thing
redemption.
When you're 35, you got your mom to a Mother's Day brunch.
I know. That was a big debate. I was the terrible son because I never took my mom to a Mother's
That's
Day brunch.
Interesting.
I got her gifts and everything, but I never took her out to a
yeah.
brunch. So she got her first one, and it was amazing.
Nice.
Good news.
Good.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie, 6:53.
Drake, I'm praying that Drake is going to be in town when we play the Toronto Raptors. That's
yeah.
my new thing. Like, please come to Milwaukee when we play them.
I don't think we should play any more Drake music until we beat the Raptors.
You better shut your mouth.
But I think that we should do a Drake ban.
We're still going to win.
I know we are, but I still think that we should ban Drake's music and all Canadian things
Drake,
until...
Drake, come to Milwaukee, please.
Yes, come to Milwaukee.
Come sit to the front row at the game. We've seen Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick at every game. It was exciting for the first five. Now we need a
yes.
new celebrity in the front row.
Right.
Like, no, really. I mean, I mean that in the nicest way, kind of. So, look, Drake.
All right.
Drake.
Yeah, the Bucks will be playing the Raptors this Wednesday and Friday at Fiserv Forum.
Oh,
this
week or at Fiserv?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, this week already. It's coming up.
Yeah.
And then the finals will be soon if the Bucks advance.
Well, we're going to advance.
But did you hear about what happened? It was last Wednesday, I guess, in the Deer District. Some people say that they blacked out from drinks, some Moscow mules that they had outside the Absolute Vodka tent outside
yeah,
Fiserv Forum.
Because, like, in the big entertainment district, which is amazing if you haven't been down there
it
yet,
is
just
really
take
cool.
a Saturday or Sunday to walk down
yeah.
there, even for just for 20 minutes. It's
yeah.
really cool. Basically, I read that, you know, so these people were calling, like, Fox 6 or some local TV stations claiming their
yep.
drinks had been spiked at the Bucks party before
uh-huh.
the game, you know,
right.
with these tents set up. So,
well, the Bucks have responded.
Yeah, so I want to know what their response
yeah.
was.
The Bucks said, to ensure a safe experience for every guest, we've been conducting a thorough investigation. Their initial investigation has not revealed any foreign substance added to the Moscow Mule beverage batch.
Which is what the people that were claiming they got their drinks got spiked, like they were
yes.
The one chick said she had two Moscow Mules and then
yeah.
she doesn't remember a thing. She doesn't know how she got home. Her sister found her. Like
yeah.
they were like, something was wrong.
And some of these drinks, they're like the Long Islands at Miller Park. They're all pre-made because
yeah.
they got tons of people there. They just got to pump them out. So they,
right.
they'll pre-make a big batch of whatever it is
yeah
and then you know distribute it and it's normally just fine so they're saying out of an overabundance of caution they're proactively engaging in independent accredited laboratory activity so they're
I
going
saw that.
In
they had
and
it all
yes.
tested and then they gave their testing over to the police department in Milwaukee but they said
yeah.
they just cannot find where this stuff would have been spiked they've been trying to figure it out
they said they can't they said but until the investigation is complete they've removed all pre-batched cocktails from their menus so they're doing
maybe they should remove the bartenders
right whoever's making them
oh, maybe we should move those people too while we're at it
maybe we should
weird
yeah right
shady weird
so yeah I'm sure you'll be fine if you
yeah.
go there because
I'm not afraid to go
Friday.
Buy a drink downtown because of it, but that is a little strange, that whole story.
And it's good that they're, you know, looking into it and investigating and having tests
yeah,
done.
Yeah, the Bucks don't want anybody hurt
no.
or blacking out or getting spiked. That's not their intention
Plus
when they throw a party.
You realize the national spotlight that's on Milwaukee now with the Bucks in the
right.
Eastern Conference Finals? That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
So games 1 and 2 are this week, Wednesday and Friday, and I'm sure the Deer District will be popping per usual.
Nice.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh my goodness. I saw Justin Timberlake's Instagram over the weekend, and
yeah.
I saw he was with Missy Elliott. And
what?
I was like, what? What are my two favorite people from the 90s doing together? Right? So I see them, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Well, they were both getting
honorary doctorates?
Which I don't know why we're still doing this for celebrities. Why can't
it.
We just have them come make an appearance? It's like the only way to get a celebrity to come to your college is to give them an honorary doctorate.
Have them speak
it's like
at a
we
commencement.
Want them to come, but we're just going to give them an award so they'll show up.
Yeah.
You know, and then you just give it to someone who didn't really go to college, like Justin Timberlake and Missy Elliott. I mean, it's the whole thing's strange in a way.
Honorary doctorates have always felt like a slap in the face to me for the people that pay money and work hard to go through a college. Yeah. People like Lori Loughlin's kids. I mean, wait, never mind, not them.
They don't count.
Not them. They don't count. Never mind.
No.
No, but the regular everyday kids that are graduating from Marquette or UWM, you know, people that work hard to pay for college.
Well, and look what happens when you give people honorary degrees. I mean, look at Bill Cosby. You know how many colleges gave that guy an honorary degree and had to pull it after we found out how disgusting he was?
Solid point,
So giving someone, because they're a celebrity, an honorary doctorate is stupid, even if it's Justin Timberlake and Missy Elliott, who I love. That's the way I feel. You're setting yourself up for liability, and I can't believe their legal department hasn't flagged him yet.
Right? Thank you.
I just know from our own. But no, so the two of them were together, which was cute, and then, you know, Missy Elliott had wrote, "Create your own lane" on the post with the picture of, you know, her and Justin, and then there was a video of her in a cap and gown with her diploma, and she wrote, "Sincerely, Dr. Missy Elliott." I'm like, this is an honorary doctorate, you goofballs.
So are these just publicity polls for these universities, you think, at the end of the day? Because it's just honorary. It doesn't hold up. You can't use it on your resume, I don't think.
Well, they don't need a resume, and they were obviously laughing, too, because even Timberlake wrote, "No dream is too big.
Can Missy
Keep
Elliott
chasing. Trust me, I'm a doctor." That's what Justin Timberlake wrote, being funny on Instagram.
Can they put it on their LinkedIn profile and update that, their business references? Will people endorse them? Will people endorse them?
Stop giving out degrees to people who didn't do any damn thing.
I'm not even going to congratulate you.
I mean, I get it. He's Justin Timberlake. He's won already in life. He doesn't need your degree.
He's doing fine.
And quite frankly, he can afford to go to college, unlike the rest of the world right now, okay?
Okay, now we're done. You've just dropped the mic on everybody. Bye.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Last Friday, Gibbons and I were talking to my mom, who came on the show, and she revealed that she had never been to a Mother's Day brunch, ever.
Wow.
I had gotten her flowers and cards and other gifts, but never taken her to a Mother's Day brunch. And there was a long time when my sisters and brother and my dad also had chances to take her to a Mother's Day brunch and never did. So I said, that's not going to happen again.
You guys are just horrible children, aren't
you? We were. So I decided I was going to take my mom to a Mother's Day brunch. We determined that we were going to go to Pottawatomie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom is not one for cigarette smoke, so she was a little skeptical.
A lot of people.
She was a little skeptical going in. And she saw the smoking on the gaming floor, and she was like, I'm not sure.
You can sell smoking parts of Pottawatomie.
You can.
Which is very odd.
We got to the line for the buffet, and we were the last one in line, and the guy that was in front of us lights up a cigarette and turns around and blows it in our face. And my mom goes, I can't do this. I'm not sure if I can do this.
Wait, why can't you smoke in the line for the buffet? How is that why do you have smoking near the food? Like, that's kind of a bad idea. Whatever.
Outside by the paying area. It wasn't close to the food.
Oh,
but still,
close
enough that it bothered us that we were like, you know what? Let's go somewhere else. So we turned around, went downtown. And at this point, I'm panicking because I have my mom in the car. It's Sunday at 9:30. I don't have reservations anywhere. But I'm playing it cool. I'm like, all right, we'll find somewhere downtown. Inside, I'm panicking. Outside, I'm like, it's going to be fine. No problem. I was like, these places will have a little bit of a wait. Thank God my wife and her mom were still at home and were going to meet us. So we had some time.
Of course they were late.
So we had some extra time. We had a buffer.
Yeah.
Luckily, we went to Cafe Hollander.
Did you go to Benelux? You keep saying Cafe Hollander.
They're all both owned by the Lowlands.
Yes,
I might get them confused.
But they're not the same.
Benelux downtown.
In the Third Ward.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes, right by the public market.
Yes. Walk into Benelux.
Which, that's what saved you, was going downtown that early because everyone was still sleeping downtown.
Or at church with their moms.
Nobody downtown. Come on.
Oh, that's right.
They're
downtown,
sleeping.
Right.
They're downtown. They're
you're
sleeping.
Right. And the burbs, they'd be in church.
They were out the night before.
Fair point.
They were sleeping.
Fair point. So I walk in sweating on the inside. I'm like, we have a table for four, please? And she was like, oh, four. We can seat you outside immediately. Or you can wait inside for a table, and it'll be about 30 minutes.
Oh.
Which wasn't bad at all.
That's reason. Especially when you're waiting for two other people who are going to be there in an hour and a half.
Totally.
I mean, are you right?
And Benelux,
am I right or am I right?
Absolutely, yes. For once, I was glad my wife and her mom were late.
Right?
It worked out well.
Right?
Because we didn't want to sit outside. It was a little chilly.
Yeah.
Like, they
it
had
was
heaters.
Too cold, yeah.
No. So we put our name on the list. They have this awesome thing where they'll put you in line on the Yelp app. So you can leave, and they'll text you when your table's ready. So we were able to go to the public market, have a Bloody Mary.
Yes,
and
that's
then,
actually smart.
And it worked great. So 30 minutes later, we get a text. My wife finally shows up with her mom, and we had an amazing brunch at Benelux downtown.
Oh, that's good.
And I breathed a sigh of relief.
Why?
Because I was terrified going down. You know, that's That's lethal going out on Mother's Day morning without any reservations.
It is lethal. Did your mom enjoy it?
She did so much. Good. And she got a little bit of a buzz, too, because she had a couple drinks. She got
nice.
A mimosa.
Got
she got a
mom.
Bloody.
Well, your mom's, you know, she's going through a rough time.
So
she's
much.
Going through a divorce from your dad of however many 30 years. Your mom's having a rough time. So
she
let
is.
The woman get drunk on Mother's Day. I'm all for it, okay? Let her have a break. She deserves it.
She turns to me at the brunch while we're waiting for
drink
my...
that, really, does she?
No, she doesn't. She turns to me before my wife gets there and she goes, Andrew, my legal... my government name. I'm not going to be able to leave right away. I have to take a nap. I'm way too hammered.
Ah!
I was like, fair enough.
So cute.
Mom got a good nap, went nice. Home, but I was glad I got that redemption. It was dangerous, though, going out.
You took your mom out to Mother's Day brunch, finally.
Right?
Congratulations. This is good, though.
I'm still better than my dad, my sisters, and my brother, though. See?
Yeah.
I one-upped them all.
You did.
Who's the best son now?
You.
Me. Yes.
You spent the day with
her.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so it's the biggest movie ever. Stayed on top with $63 million at the box office. I have not seen Avengers yet. Have you?
Yes, Avengers Endgame, of
have
course.
Have you seen it more than once?
No.
Well, you know what came out on Thursday was Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, Detective Pikachu.
And there's a bunch of Pokemon freaks like my kid and my cousins. And
oh, yeah, Ryan Reynolds voiced it, yeah.
Yeah, well, so that didn't even touch. It's crazy because Pokemon is quite a following,
what?
Too.
It
Pokemon
didn't
beat Endgame in the third weekend out.
God.
I'm sure Pokemon was like, oh, but the third weekend, we'll be able to beat Avengers. We got this.
No, wow, three weekends in a row?
Three in a row, yep. And it beat out Pokemon, even though Pokemon came out on Thursday.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That movie's already the second highest grossing film of all time.
That's insane. Is it because everyone's going to see it four or five times and nobody,
gotta be.
Like, nobody knew's going? But the same people are going over and over. Is that why?
That and probably enough people are going, fine, I'll go see it. Fine, if you'll shut up.
But like at this point, I'm the type of person where if it's been out 3 weeks, I'm probably just going to watch it on TV when I rent it or see it on
If you're not super into the Avengers, you don't need to rush out and see it. You can wait.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. But if you're into the Avengers and you've watched all the movies, it's an amazing movie. It's awesome. 100%. They call back to all the old movies and they tie it all together. It's really long, though. So it's 3.5. It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about Avengers.
You got to know when to pee.
You got to know when to pee.
You need that app, the runpee.com. It's an app. Tells you when to pee during movies. It's amazing.
Well, even Pokemon could not beat Avengers this weekend. So take your kids. The problem is us parents can't get to Pokemon. It takes too long.
Yes.
That's why we can't do the first weekend. Never expect the first weekend.
No, never.
But my cousin and her boyfriend who chased Pokemon in the street were probably there all day long.
Probably.
And by the way, they're 50. Okay? just to paint the picture of the Pokemon people.
My trainer is a grown man and he still goes out and hunts Pokemon with the app. People loves it.
Yes. Intern, Winona Ryder, she babysat for me and she's still chasing Pokemon. I go, girl!
Yeah.
She goes, oh yeah, I love it.
He said it was walking.
You guys are weirdos.
He was walking at 3 in the morning one time.
3 in the morning and somebody stopped him.
Yes, he said a cop stopped him. He goes, why are you walking around? He said, Pokemon. And the cop went, rolled his eyes and kept driving. What else are you going to do, right?
Every criminal should use that. Out hunting Pokemon.
That's all I'm doing, Pokemon Go. Yeah,
that's
what's that big sack?
Terrible.
Pokemon, that's what it is.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
And now, Missed Connections. Craigslist.
Oh. Why, hello there, girl.
Hello.
Hello, girl.
Hello.
This one happened at an x-ray facility. It says an urgent care center. Doesn't specify which one, but the guy to a woman, he says, you took chest x-rays of me today, Friday, May 10th around noon, this past Friday. You were so warm and friendly, and it was an encounter like never before. Maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed like the feeling was mutual. I had a goatee and a baseball cap on. And you forgot to set up the x-rays properly 2 or 3 times. At one point you said, you can tell I'm a student, right? You also had some sort of an accent. Maybe German? You were going to walk me over to the EKG, but you ended up having to show me back to the waiting room. I wish I would have had more of the nerve to ask for your number, but I didn't think fast enough, and I really hope you see this.
Gosh.
Don't be shy just because I was. If you happen to read this... and you're in a happy, committed relationship, just let me know so I stop wondering.
Ah!
And give up the idea of going back to the clinic just to get another x-ray. Please reply.
Need help.
Let him down gently.
Yeah, seriously. Or just don't respond ever. Run for the hills.
See through a creepy misconnection, whatever.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We got a text to 71037. Where is Gibbons? How was Allie's date? Hi, I'm Riggs. I'm on the show too. Well, Gibbons is ill today.
Again.
And Allie will give her update in about an hour. At about 8:40 this morning for her second date update.
Thank you. We're not going to be here. We'll be at work, but thank you, Riggs. Now they're going to hate you even more.
Well, you can listen to the podcast on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Yeah.
There you go.
You got a hell to the no. It's 799-1037, or you can text to 71037. Allie has her hand up. Go ahead.
You know, I was debating telling this on the air because I didn't want to go there, but I'm going to go there. What the
go
hell?
There.
It was Mother's Day. What the
do
hell?
It.
That moment, here's my hell to the no, when you get a text from your ex that says, do you want to come pick up the boys today? And it's Mother's Day.
Hell no.
No.
I'm sorry, huh?
No.
Let me reread that text. Nope. Still says, do you want to come get the boys today? Nope.
Same answer.
Wait.
Did you go back and read it?
Are you the one that bought a house 30 minutes from my house? Do I want to come pick up the kids?
No. On Mother's Day. Of all days,
Riggs,
no.
You know I keep my mouth shut a lot now with him, but I wrote back and I said, did you really ask me that on Mother's Day if I want to come pick up the kids at your house 30 minutes away? Are you out of your damn mind?
Nope. Hell no.
He wrote back, I'll bring them.
Of course you will.
Thank you.
799-1037. You can also text to 71037. Oh, Saturday night.
Yeah.
We're in our house. It's me and my wife, my mom and my wife's mom, and we're all on the couch watching a chick flick, of course, because I'm with three women. I got suckered into watching The Lake House with Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Was that the hell to the knot?
It's part of it. Well, I guess yes, that could be it, yeah. Part of it took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which made it somewhat tolerable.
What was this?
The Lake House?
You had me at Kenosha. Wait, the movie takes part in Kenosha?
Yes, there's this lake house that's in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Sandra Bullock lives in Chicago, and she goes to this lake house.
Got it.
And Keanu Reeves lives there, but he lives there 2 years in the past, and somehow they're communicating through the mailbox.
Well, that's not even real. Anybody from Chicago would go to Lake Geneva, first of all, okay?
Right? Not Kenosha.
Your story isn't even on point.
Right. But that's not the hell to the no.
What's the hell to the no?
And while we're sitting there on the couch, I start to smell gas, like propane.
Oh, I thought you meant somebody was tooting.
No. Like gas, like propane gas, because my mother-in-law had left the stove on, full on light, so it was just shooting gas into the air.
Oh, no.
So it's 11:30 on Saturday night. We're cranking open all the windows and standing outside because it was so bad. I was like, how are we still alive?
Dude, seriously. And mine clicks. Like when I turn my stove but don't light it, when the gas is coming out, it will go click, 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 click. So I know that it's pushing out gas.
Mine, it wasn't clicking.
Oh,
for some reason,
no.
It had gotten, she had bumped it. So it was just sitting there with the and yeah.
That sucks.
Hey, good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
My name is Sharina.
Sharina, are you calling for hell to the no?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
All right, turn your radio down real quick.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you.
What is your hell to the no?
My problem is my boyfriend got into a fight yesterday with my husband.
Wait, hold on. Did you say your boyfriend got into a fight with your husband?
Husband's son, yeah. Well, I was at my mom's house for Mother's Day.
All right.
That thank you terrible. For calling.
Yeah, thanks. Good
the
morning.
Last part I heard was I was at my mom's house for Mother's Day, which would be not a hell to the gnaw.
Right. Good morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the gnaw?
Yes, I do.
Perfect.
I got dropped from my major in college, and 2 days later, I got into a car crash.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
That sucks.
It was terrible. But, it's a new week, so who knows?
Yeah.
It is a new week. Look at you being all positive.
Yeah, right. And it's sunny out, and it's going to be warmer than it has been. So we're happy. We're getting so many texts.
Thanks for calling.
71037. Somebody said, when you get broken up with on Mother's Day, that would suck.
Yeah.
And another one said, I went to get season opener cards for the fourth time, and you guys ran out 10 minutes.
Oh, man.
To 30. Wait, this is a lie. Whoever texted this said is not correct, because I've done them all. Either Riggs and I have been giving out the Delta. McDonald's cards. It says you ran out 10 minutes to 30 minutes after giving them out. I don't know what they meant to say. Yes, we show up with over 500 Dell's cards.
And they go
quick. And they all are gone by the end. Uh-huh. Go to our website. You can find the Dell stops there. These cards are amazing. But I'm sorry. Like, if you don't get there and you don't get it, I apologize.
The early bird gets the Dell's cards. You
but
get
it takes
early.
More than an hour to give out 500. So there's no way you you lost 30 minutes. You know what I mean?
No.
So.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Angela.
Angela, you're calling. You have a hell to the no. What is it?
I sure do. Okay. We went to Pottawatomie yesterday for Mother's Day.
Yes.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Usually we win, but yesterday we went, and I went through $100 on penny slots in an hour.
Oh. What?
Anything.
Nothing?
Did you see Gibbons and his mom?
No.
They were there.
Yeah, they were there.
He's sick today, but they were there.
They were there.
Yeah.
Did they win?
Hell if I know. He's not here.
We don't know.
I'll ask him when he gets back.
Too many cocktails at the 360 bar.
Yeah, probably.
You said it, not me.
Thanks for calling.
That's hysterical.
Appreciate listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Do you have a hell to the no? What is it?
Dude, I got one for you, Riggs. Somebody does care about you.
Oh, really?
They said, I wanted to say hi to Riggs at the sushi restaurant on Friday night, but got too wine drunk, and by the time I left, forgot.
That's right.
The drunker you are should make it easier to say hi to Riggs, right? Where were you?
I was at Kyoto Sushi with my wife. Her mother had just gotten into town, and my mother had just gotten into town.
Like by Southridge?
Yeah, 76th and Layton is where it is.
Yeah. And then somebody else said, I waited all weekend to hear Allie's date update, and I'll be in school when she tells it. Sad face. Sorry.
Hey, you know what? Listen to our podcast. It'll be up later this morning at 1037kissfm.com.
Just go to our on demand on our website. You can always listen to the things we said.
Or just search for Riggs and Allie on iTunes. We're there too.
Yeah.
Hell to the no. It's Kiss FM.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this, whether or not Aaron Rodgers was on Game of Thrones last night, because that was the big thing. Was he going to be on it?
Yeah.
You can go to 1037kissfm.com and look at the pictures.
Yeah, he absolutely was.
Of him on the show. And so, Riggs, explain to me, because you're the Game of Thrones guy. Take it from here, Riggs.
So, Aaron Rodgers was on vacation in Belfast, Ireland, which last year, when they were filming the last season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
This is the last season ever of Game of Thrones. Right. There are only 6 episodes in this season.
Isn't that why they keep killing everyone?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
And last night was...
I heard last night was even worse than the first week. I thought the first week was supposed to be the nastiest, like, bloodiest of all.
I have goosebumps thinking about last night. It was horrifying.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrifying.
So was Aaron Rodgers in Game of Thrones last night?
Yes, he was. For a very brief second. Very brief second. Because what's happening is there's a dragon, right? Dragons breathe fire, and it's like killing all these people. Uh-huh. Just like shooting fire everywhere. Yeah. And you see this guy turn a corner and run down a hallway, and it's Aaron Rodgers, and he's going, ah! And then all of a sudden, this fire just engulfs him. Really quick.
So wait, Aaron Rodgers got killed by a dragon on Game of Thrones, and you can barely see him?
Barely for a second.
That's
a picture of him. And then there's another guy in the episode that looks like him from the side profile, like an archer guy with a bow and arrow. It looks like him from the side.
Oh my gosh.
But then if you look at Aaron Rodgers' Instagram, you can also see that picture where he has the actual costume on, and it looks like the guy that got set on fire from the dragon. So I'm pretty sure that's the one that Aaron Rodgers was. But you can determine for yourself, because it was such a split second, and there was so much going on in that episode that the whole episode I was watching goes, where's Aaron Rodgers? Is that him? The guy with the helmet? That looks like him. It could be him.
Oh my
that
gosh.
Could be him.
Yeah, because they all Aaron look the Rogers? Same in their attire, right?
And they have that facial hair and the beard that Aaron Rodgers has. It could have been any of them.
But what a bucket list.
Right?
I want to be on an episode. I want to get killed on Game of Thrones. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, could you not have done it?
Right.
I mean, seriously, that's amazing.
Who can do that and actually get it done? Because they're like, Aaron Rodgers wants to be on Game of Thrones. All right, write him in and have a dragon kill him or something, whatever.
Well, and it cracks me up because you know how, like, we talked last week about how there was a Starbucks cup that accidentally got left in a scene on Game of Thrones. Like, that is such a funny story, right? And people were like, oh my God, there's a Starbucks cup. Somebody on the crew left it and they filmed the scene and didn't notice because it's like medieval times. Well, I heard somebody say this weekend, dude, they have dragons that shoot fire. Why are, like, we're acting like this is a real show.
Right?
Like, we're like, the Starbucks cup. I mean, the dragon
integrity.
Shooting fire is so believable. But man, the Starbucks cup. And I thought that was a really funny point. So if you want to see Aaron Rodgers on Game of Thrones, did you put it on our Facebook too?
I did. did.
So
it's
Kiss
on our Facebook.
FM, go to the Kiss FM Facebook or go to 1037kissfm.com.
You can
right?
see all of it. It chronicles his love for Game of Thrones. It shows the pictures of what we think was him last night and even him in his costume from his Instagram.
I liked looking at the pictures. It was cool.
It's neat. 1037kissfm.com. He was indeed on Game of Thrones, right?
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Wednesday, before you left us at this time, you told us about your big second date, Allie.
My second date with first date guy.
Second date with
first
date guy.
Everybody's got a name. They stick to that.
Even if you end up down the aisle with this guy, which won't happen, he will always be known.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm sure. You're like, you're going to marry somebody?
You're right. I'm not marrying anyone. That's true.
He will always be known as first date guy.
You're
because
right.
he was the first date guy.
First date guy.
All right. So how was the second date with first date guy?
It was good. It was fine. It was nice. We went bowling. And
that's it.
I don't mean it's like he's so nice.
Yeah.
And we have good conversation.
All I know is that you survived because Thursday people were like, where's Allie? Did she get kidnapped? Did she die? So I had to text her.
You texted me
I was
in the
like,
morning. You're like,
people are wondering,
you're dead.
We just want to make sure you're okay. And then you were like, I'm fine. And I was like, okay, we can move on.
I was like, I'm fine. I'm sleeping. Let me live. But we went bowling. We went to Blue Mountain Bowl, which I had never been to, right by Trader Joe's and Target over there on Blue Mountain.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Did you have trouble getting a lane? Did he have reservations? Everything was okay?
No trouble. There was like three people in the bowling alley. So Givens didn't know what he was talking about because it's only winter. You got to make a reservation.
Oh, okay.
And it worked out great though because the guy like who either runs it or whatever, he was just getting me he could just grab a drink whenever I needed it because he was the bartender too.
Nice.
You know how bowling alleys, like the guy who does all the balls and the shoes also does the bar.
He checks
because
he gives
they're
you
not
the
that busy in the summer, you know?
He's cleaning your shoes and he's bringing you drinks. He's doing both.
So I met him and, you know, I went and I was on, I wasn't on time. I was only like 5 minutes late though.
5 minutes?
So
that's an improvement from 25 on the first date.
I was impressed with myself.
Good.
Well, I was like 25 minutes late on the first date.
All right. Who paid for the date?
He did. And you know what I said to him at the end?
What's that?
It was killing me. Killing me to let him pay for it.
Really?
The independent woman in me who is always, like, I supported myself for years before I got married. Yeah. I still was the breadwinner. Then I got divorced. It was killing me. I looked at him at the end. I go, do you know how hard that was for me to let you pay? Like, every time I wanted to cringe. And at one point, he said, do you want another drink? And I said, yeah. And so the bartender goes, what can I get you? And I told him, and I went out to kind of grab my wallet. And the bartender, as he's turned around, looks at me and goes like, waves his hand like, get your money out of here. He's paying. Like, pushes me away and points to him. And I said, okay, fine.
Right.
This is so hard.
Yeah.
God. I wouldn't let him pay for everything again. You know what I mean? But like, there was no kiss. And I made it really awkward at the end as usual because I get freaked out and I don't know where to go from there because I said, look, it's been 6 years since I've dated, dude. I'm going to be really awkward.
Yeah.
So you're just going to, I need time. You're just going to have to deal with this.
Right.
And we had a really, really good conversation about like, really transparent about like just dating and things like that because he was pissed. He said, dude, Givens is being a real, you know, D on the air the next day. And I go, oh, after our first date? And he said, yeah. He said, he was lighting me up. And I said, yeah, he was. He goes, Riggs was being a little more reasonable.
Yes.
I said, well, Givens is more naive when it comes to the emotional maturity in relationships. Like, he still thinks, you know, you have to hold the door for everybody in the... I said, I just hold the door for everyone.
Right.
You just have to be a woman at this point.
No,
you know
I hold the
mean?
Door for any humans behind me.
But I said that, you know, but the paying on the first date, that was something you probably should have done. Like, we had a pretty honest conversation.
Yeah.
Because he didn't pay on for everything. He paid for, you know, we had kind of half stuff.
Yeah.
And that when I came back in the next day, you guys were like, he didn't pay. And
so he was very hell-bent on paying this time?
I don't know if he was hell-bent, but I just refused to pull my wallet out. Except for the one time I tried, and the bartender said, get the hell out of here. He's paying. And I was like, okay.
But you did the courtesy reach. That's good.
Well, he didn't see it, though.
Okay.
Because I was getting, I, you know, I get
He doesn't need to. He's on the date with you. He should assume that he's
And that's
paying.
What the bartender's like, put your damn money. Like, you did it quietly. Like, you're not paying.
Right.
So I was like, okay, fine. So then at the end, it's raining outside because it was Wednesday night.
Oh, it was
so
awful on Wednesday
night. So we're standing there in the rain, and I go, okay, bye. And so,
so
I go, I guess
so
we
awkward.
Can run now. And so I put my hood on and I'm like, oh, what do I do? This is so awkward. And my friend's like, well, if you kiss them, you might find something romantic. I'm like, but you got to get to that point. It's so weird. You know, it's like he's a good guy.
You're not
it's
ready
like,
to get there yet?
I don't know.
Yet?
And so I, of course, awkwardly turn around Riggs in the middle of the parking lot as he's at his car. And I'm in mind. I go, well, that would have been really romantic, a kiss. I mean, it would have been like The Notebook, dude.
You said that?
I'm such an idiot. Riggs. Like, why did I say that?
I don't believe you vocalize that. That's something you think
inside.
I'm such
a moron.
You're not a moron.
It's like one I'm awkward, so that's probably why we didn't kiss.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
two, I run away and scream, too bad you didn't kiss me. It would have been like The Notebook.
Like, no.
And
he's
let's
like, wait.
He has no clue what that scene is. In that scene, the guy picks her up, for crying out loud. They swing around. She's straddling him. I mean, it's the most dramatic love scene in the world.
That is.
It's not happening on a second date, but in my mind, I thought, how funny. It's like The Notebook.
Right. So will there be a third date?
I don't know.
Do you think? Did you discuss that at all afterwards?
No,
did you text afterwards?
He texted me, hope you got home, which
good.
Was nice.
That's nice.
That was a good step.
It was an upgrade from last time
that
we were upset about.
And then he texted me yesterday, happy Mother's Day. How was Chicago? Because I was out of town with my girlfriends. And I like really did not text that many people back.
Oh,
I didn't text them back.
No, still?
I'm going to today. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't like, I was like with my kids and like doing yard work. I was super busy yesterday. And when I thought about it, it was almost 11 o'clock last night when I went to bed. And I thought, well, I'm not sending a text at 11. That's just
But you did respond and say you got home, okay?
Yeah,
okay,
on the night of the day.
Good. All right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where it's going.
All right, but you're not being committed to this one dating scene.
You would
talk to other. You, but if another date came along,
like
you would
I've
date around.
I've got five other dates going on. I mean,
right.
I'm just, you know, feeling my...
But if you or
he's
he...
He's a really nice guy.
If another date opportunity came up for him, would you be upset about it? If
would
somebody
I be
else
upset?
Asked him on a date. Yeah.
If somebody asked him?
Yes, if he went on another date with somebody else.
No, because that wouldn't be fair if I said I could go on a date with somebody else,
and
right?
you can right now. Like, you're,
I could,
you're
yeah.
open with that.
Well, yeah, because why would I just settle down with someone in 2 weeks?
Settling.
I mean,
you're
that's stupid.
There's no
you know
commitment
what I mean?
Right now.
Like, it'll take... I can't even kiss a guy, for crying out loud. I'm making it awkward and running. Okay, let's just call it what it is.
Making Notebook references.
Allie either has to be completely wasted, or it's not happening, okay?
You hear that? Buy her more drinks and drive her home.
Don't. Please, God, don't. It's the last thing I need. An
Thank
oops,
you.
Baby.
Could you imagine?
No! An oops, baby on a first date? Oh, my God.
It'd be ratings gold, dude.
It would be ratings gold, but it ain't happening, people.
You dating is good enough right now. Well, I'm glad it went well. With the second date with the first date guy.
Second date with the first date guy.
Yes.
Oh, my friend said, I hear you, girl. Positive self-talk. I just got a text. Yep. Am I talking badly about myself?
You did. You said you were such a moron. Have positive self-talk.
I didn't realize. You're right, Becca.
You're not
thank
a moron.
You. I'm not a moron.
Positive self-talk. You're not a moron. You're just...
I'm just awkward.
You're an awkward woman, yes.
Is that an okay word?
It is okay. Awkward is better than moron.
God, why do I not know when to shut my mouth?
It's okay. It's the way you live your life, man.
It's true. It's a problem. But that's why I've been on this station so damn long.
That's true. That's true, too. I'm glad I wasn't the jerk.
Yeah.
Gibbons got that role.
Yeah, and Gibbons isn't here. I can't even tell him
about
it.
He can't defend himself.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
He's a jerk.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.